This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You get a new receiver. You're back home. What's all that like?
It's pretty good. Pretty good couple days. Excited to be back home. We haven't been here in a month. It's even practicing today, slight walkthrough. I was in gun and I almost lifted my leg like we were in silent cadence again. We're able to use my voice and my actual cadence, and it feels like it's been a long time since we've been able to do that. So excited to have Bills Mafia back in the stadium supporting us. It's not like they haven't been supporting us on the road, but get everybody in the building here. Very excited about him. I've been a big fan of his for a very long time. Very smart, very detailed in the way that he runs his routes, and I think he can help us a lot.
Couple things about him right there, but why are you a big fan of him?
Again, he's multiple 1,000-yard receiver. He's multiple Pro Bowl guy. We've got a few teammates that have been teammates with him before and just raved about him as a guy, as a character. So excited to have him in our locker room, and he'll fit in quite nicely here.
How does it happen? Like, how do you find out about this? Does Brandon call you before the deal happens? But I would imagine they also probably wanting you to get your hopes up. Like, how does this all play out?
Wasn't a whole lot of communication, I'll tell you that. I was just kind of like, hey, I did this, and here's his number. Reach out to him. So that's kind of how it goes. It's not the easiest thing. Just based on verbiage and terminology and what system he was in before this. Our system's not the easiest to learn, but again, the things that I've heard about him and know about him, he's a very smart guy. He's going to work extremely hard, and he's going to figure this out. I'm going to help him as much as I can, but we got a lot of guys in this building that are at his aid, willing to help and at any point that he asks for it. So no doubt he'll get in tune real quick.
What do you say to him? Like, when get his number, you call him up, he says hello. What do you talk about?
Just excited to work with him. Again, knowing what type of caliber of a player that he is excites me. But again, just another guy in this locker room that from what I can see so far and what I've been told about him is all about winning, and he's going to do everything that he can to help this team win football games. And you get a group of men in this locker room that all want the same thing and want to work towards the same goal. It's a pretty powerful team, so again, excited to have them.
Everybody needs this new mantra here. Understanding the caliber of player Cooper is, does that shift a little bit from your perspective of understanding it, that this guy has been a number one and maybe would dictate that type of production?
Well, I think it's going to help us regardless, because defenses obviously know who he is. We're gonna try to get him his, but everybody else is still going to get theirs, and I think that's the most important thing. I'm still just trying to throw it to the open guy, but I think having a type of guy like him who's done it consistently over the course of his career, and he's done it at a high level, is going to help everybody in this building on the offensive side of the ball.
Sorry if you already answered this, but what's the toughest part for you with them trying to get on the same page mid-season like this so quickly?
To be honest, when you've got a guy like him who's as good as he is, it's not so much about the body language and getting on the same page. Like, he's gonna find ways to get open. I'm gonna try to get him the ball, but I think it's just incorporating him into our offensive scheme and him understanding what he has to do on every given play. It's not easy to come in here and learn an offense, especially ours, but like I said, we're gonna be working day and night and working extremely hard to do it.
Fast track that chemistry, like, we always talk during training camp about how that's such a good time to build rapport with the guys. You obviously don't have that with Amari, so what do you do? You just mentioned the hours, but like, what else do you do just chemistry wise
just some film work and just hanging out, just trying to get to know him. He's He's been around this league long enough to understand how this game works. So, you know, the most important thing is just, again, getting him involved and then getting the ball to him and let him do his thing.
Is there an emotional boost to the offense when you guys have, when Brandon goes out and brings in a guy like Amari?
Absolutely. You know, it's Amari Cooper, you know. So we're very excited about that. I know the whole offense is, and that receiver room, they're going to welcome him with open arms and be ready to work with him and try to learn from him, too, because he's had a lot of success in this league and obviously holds a lot of knowledge. So I think it's going to help our guys a lot.
Chuck, what are the skill sets that Amari Cooper has that complement what you already have?
Yeah, I think, again, the route running that he possesses, the ability to separate from defenders. I think his contested catch ability is through the roof. You throw that into a room with a guy like Keon and Matt Collins, two other guys that are very good at contested catches. And then you have Khalil and Curtis, obviously, kind of underneath and able to mix him around. He can play the slot. He can play outside. You can move him around. So, again, just getting him involved in this offense and just trying to see what we can do with him.
What do you make of the Titans defense? You know, they only have one win, but they're in their passing yards. Just kind of, what are they doing?
Yeah, they're a high effort group, and they got some real players over there. If you look at them statistically, they're near the top in about every category that you can think of. So we're gonna have our hands full. We're gonna have to have a good week of practice, a good week of preparation, working on a short week, so we've got that pushing against us. But just again, trusting the game plan, trusting our base rules, making sure that we're communicating and protecting starts with me. And, again, just getting the ball into our playmakers' hands and just trying to make as many plays as possible, taking care of the football. You know, they don't allow a lot of yards. They don't allow a lot of points. So when we're in the red zone, making sure that we're walking out of there with sixes instead of threes. So that's our goal.
Well, you've done a really good job with that so far this season. Is there something that you're seeing differently when it comes to that this year, or is there anything to that?
I think it's kind of just the mindset of what we're doing, the things that Joe's calling. I'm seeing it. I'm understanding it. You know, I've put the ball in harm's way a couple times that, you know, could have gone the other way, and I'm fortunate that they didn't. But, yeah, again, just continuing to be smart and going into each and every game, just thinking, trying to play a clean game and give ourselves the best chance of winning football games.
Josh, your 100th career start on Sunday. What do you remember most about the past 99?
Just the fun that I've had, you know. I love this game. I love my teammates. You know, again, we all know about the story of where I come from and junior college and no offers and this and that. But to really sit here and to think about 100 starts, it's gone by really fast. And it still feels like I'm that same kid that dreamt of playing in the NFL, and I get to live it out and live out my dream, and something I'll never take for granted.
We looked at like random box scores from all those games.
No, we just kind of went over some or not iconic, but 125, 57. Like, I don't really remember a lot of them. You know, as a quarterback, we're so focused on the next play and having a short term memory because that's how we play the game, right? You throw a pick in the last play, you gotta wash and get rid of it and focus on the next one. And that's just kind of what I've continuously done, is just focused on the next game and not really paid attention to what I've done in the past. Favorite what, game?
Yeah.
I mean, the AFC, was it the divisional against the Patriots was pretty good. That was a good one. A wild card, yeah. Sorry, that was the wild card. So, don't remember them all too well, but I don't know if does that count as the starts? It doesn't, because it's playoffs. Oh. Pittsburgh was good. Clinched a playoff spot my second year. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one too. Yeah, it's up there. Yeah, I had a lot of family at that game, so that was pretty fun.
As you reflect back, I mean, you brought up Reedley and him in Wyoming, but if you would envision playing, because I mean, Amari was already in the league back then, 14, 15. Were you aware of him, and could you have...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. When he was obviously with the Raiders and with the Cowboys, just watching him. And, you know, he's been a perennial name in this league for a long time, and he's going to help us a lot.
Josh, you've had to integrate a lot of new receivers, especially this year. What have you learned from your perspective that maybe best help adding in another one here midseason?
Just understanding who they are. Let them be them. You know, that's something that we preach a lot in this offense, be you with us. And again, you don't have to change who you are or what you do in this offense. We're going to try to put you in the best position to succeed as possible. And at the end of the day, we got to play football.